Youth from the Sunrise Movement are planning a strike for transportation justice at the Oregon Department of Transportation tomorrow related to the proposed Rose Quarter I-5 expansion. Ada Crandall is a freshman at Grant High School. Crandall was previously a student at Harriet Tubman Middle School, which would face the brunt of new emissions created by the freeway expansion. Crandall explains the connection between the middle school and the highway.
In 7th and 8th grade, I went to Harriet Tubman Middle School, which is right next to what is already one of the busiest parts of I-5. The diesel emissions from all of the vehicles that are passing that school each day are already making the pollution outside of that school some of the worst in the entire state. And I've witnessed firsthand, like, my classmates forgoing outdoor recess because they're scared that the air that they're breathing is unsafe. There have been studies that have warned that students should limit outdoor exposure, and the district had to spend millions of dollars installing a ventilation system inside the school to make sure that at least when we're indoors, the air that we're breathing isn't contaminated from the diesel emissions. That was already, obviously, a really terrible situation, and, like, no middle schooler should have to worry about whether or not the air that they're breathing at recess is unsafe.
The Rose Quarter I-5 expansion would increase the lanes in the highly congested area and make the freeway even closer to Harriet Tubman Middle School. Crandall says the concern about the impacts of the Rose Quarter expansion extend beyond the direct effects that students will feel.
You know, more lanes on the freeway means that more people will be driving on it, and more people driving on it means that there will be more air pollution and more diesel emissions. That already was just an immediate concern for the safety of students at Harriet Tubman. I don't go there anymore, but I'm really concerned about future students. And that includes, like, my own siblings and their peers and my friends' siblings, all of the students who are going to be at Harriet Tubman Middle School in future years. And then as I started getting more involved in the fight against the freeway, I also kind of started paying more attention to the climate justice aspect of things. 40% of Oregon's carbon emissions already right now comes from transportation. And what ODOT is proposing is essentially to make that statistic worse.
Crandall also says that even though ODOT purports to be interested in community comment and input, they make it difficult to have your voice heard.
I've testified several times, and when it's online, you have to be watching a YouTube live stream and then dial in. And this information isn't readily available. Like, took a long time to, like, figure out all these logistics and, like, just to even know how you can give testimony. And then when you're there, they only allow 5 minutes for public comment. So 1 minute per person, which is completely ridiculous, because in a project that is directly impacting so many people, you'd think that in a 3.5 hour planning meeting for the project, they would want to give more than 5 minutes for public comment, if that's something that they actually value. Like, when it's adults and, like, people who are really into transportation already, like, as part of their job, saying don't expand a freeway, that has a very different impact than a bunch of middle schoolers showing up at regional government meetings saying, like, hey, ODOT, your freeway proposals are literally making my classmates and I sick, and we don't want to have to deal with the pollution and the climate impact of this multi-million-dollar project that you're proposing.
The youth strikers have four main demands. First, to have the Department of Transportation conduct a full environmental impact statement on the proposed Rose Quarter expansion. Second, they demand an immediate moratorium on all freeway expansions within the urban growth boundary. Third, they want to stop to House Bill 3065 and instead advocate for creating equitable congestion pricing rather than tolling and direct those funds toward transit projects, not more freeway expansion. Fourth, they demand the governor appoint a youth climate justice advocate to the Oregon Transportation Commission. They plan on striking every other week until their demands are met. Crandall says they have the opportunity to grow their movement beyond the immediate challenges posed by the Rose Quarter expansion plan.
It shouldn't be this difficult to convince our officials that in the middle of a climate crisis, we shouldn't be expanding freeways.
Find links related to this story on our website, KBOO.fm. For KBOO News, I'm Althea Billings.